Oh, this is Sarita. You probably know me as Bible Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. And that fresh newborn cry you heard came from the executive producer of our podcast, Bible Study Brother.
What's good, people? It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray of Ray Grayery Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister often likes to say, we, as in she and I, are not just brother and sister in Christ. We are brother and sister in real life. She has the same mom and all that.
I'm a real life big sister. He's a real life baby brother, although he is taller than me.
And has been so for a very long time.
For a very long time. It confuses sweet baby so much. She's like,
oh, I keep forgetting that she thinks I'm the older sibling.
Yeah, she thinks you're the older sibling because you're bigger than me. So we have a lot of great news to talk about today. Brother, you want to kick off how your week has been?
My week has been ecstatic, eclectic. We're waiting on some information today to kind of solidify things. Today is the day. Yesterday was the day, but apparently the CARA team had to review certain things, apparently. I don't understand why you would give a test result and have nothing else there, but I'm not a medical professional. Let me share this screen. Let's get to this wheel. Jubilant. There's jubilation. There's euphoria going on over here.
Jubilation. What's up with you and your jubilation?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with me.
You're so excited.
Yes, joyful. I'm blissful, expectant, which I don't know if it's on here, but I am very expectant. And I'm also enchanted by just a lot of things. I'm ready to say it, but I have to ask you how you're feeling.
So right now I feel tenderness, I feel affectionate, I feel elation, overcome, moved, way to zero in, brother.
Sorry. I don't feel those things. I realized I was about to do some quick research, but you continue.
I feel caring. I feel all those things. I feel some zeal. I'm hopeful, jovial, blissful, all those things. I'm very pleased. Do you want to give us our scripture so we can get into the whole meat and potatoes of this podcast? And I'm pretty sure unless people have been hiding under a rock or they can't get the context clues, I'm pretty sure they know what we're going to discuss and talk about. But give us some scripture to kind of help set us up.
Okay. We're going to go back to Isaiah. We're going to go Isaiah 44, verse 24. Get out of my way, Dad. So I can see the scripture. All right. This is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb, I am the Lord, the maker of all things, who stretches out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself.
He does, he does, he does. So, brother,
Wait. I also want to add to this Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you before you were born. I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. That's also one of the ones I really, really love. And if you haven't guessed already, we pregnant! Not me and me and my wife.
Yeah, not me and my brother, because that's just weird.
That's just weird. And I know what y'all think about Arkansas, but it ain't that.
I was just going to say it's very Arkansas, according to, you know, what people believe.
Yeah, bro, we ain't that.
We're close, but we're not that close.
I almost said something that I was going to be like, but Lord, I pray for our officials, and I pray that they be blessed and do what you would have for them to do on this earth.
Okay, brother, tell us, how'd you find out about the news, about the new baby coming along? Okay.
So here's what the news was. So we were having like some signs, and this is like the week before, or a week or about a month before Juneteenth, right? So we're having like a couple signs, and I was kind of feeling like, I think we might be. We might actually be. And I know we had done like a couple episodes of the podcast. If you go back and like look like about 3 or 4 episodes before, I'm pretty sure I'm prophesying somewhere about what I think my life is about to be. Because that always happens on this podcast. I also tried to get my sister to buy me something or give me the, well, not buy me something. I tried to get her to give me the recipe to her pound cake, which at that time I knew something was going on. I wasn't 100% positive, but like I said, I just had this feeling. So we go to the doctor, like I said, a couple weeks before Juneteenth, to get a test because Kanae hadn't been feeling all that well and, you know, it's been okay. So we went, we got this pregnancy test, and the test said negative. And we were like, I really thought like everything was pointing towards this. We then get a message from the care team saying, or from the doctor saying, hey, a negative pregnancy test is within this range. You're actually right here. So just continue testing like over the next 2 weeks and just kind of see what happens. So fast forward to, like I said, the day before Juneteenth. Because we go and we get a confirmation today, so I'm trying to make sure I get my timeline all together. But anyway, so Kanae goes and gets the test. And what had been upsetting me is I understand in a lot of ways that, like, pregnancy in terms of how it is very female-dominated. I mean, y'all are carrying the baby and all that, right? But I'm a person who was raised by women, and therefore, in a lot of ways, I'd be wanting to be a part of stuff because I like have an emotional understanding of certain things, not like a complete emotional understanding, but I like want to be involved. So she had been taking all the tests, but by herself. And then she would come out of the bathroom and tell me whether or not we were. And then, like, she would be mad as she's telling me that we're not. So now she's like, all right. In 3 minutes, you go in the bathroom and check. And I'm like, why can't we just go in the bathroom together? But whatever. So 3 minutes go by. I get up. I walk into the bathroom. And this is the only way that we were able to find out at the same time together because I am slow. She did not, like, give me the instruction sheet or anything. She just sends me into the bathroom. Now, I walk into the bathroom. I'm looking at this pregnancy test. The pregnancy test has 2 lines on it. Now, for those of you that are already in the know, you know that means that you were pregnant. One of the lines was very dark. The other line was very light. So in my mind, I'm like, I guess we're not. Because I think that both of these lines are always there. Dark. That they got to be dark and they have to be there. They're just like, you know, that's the indicator, right? So I'm preparing and have told her, I don't think that we are. Like, and then, but because I finish my sentences, I say, because both of these lines are not dark. So I know we're not. So then she says an expletive phrase at me. She asked me, was I bleeping kidding her? And I said, no, babe, like it's not. And then she like, no, if there's 2 lines at all, it means we're pregnant. So now I am frantically walking in and out, in and out, in and out of the bathroom because I am in pure, utter shock. Like, we have never had even an inkling of a positive pregnancy test. Not even an inkling, not even an inch moving. Like, and we've spoken about, like, the surgery and everything else. I think we spoke about it, like, on the podcast sometime. But anyway, so, you know, we've been waiting. We've tried. We've had all of these close calls. Like, and so I'm like, oh, this is crazy. So we get that. Then on Juneteenth, we go and we get the blood test to like check her HCG levels or the hormone that signifies pregnancy. And we're like waiting for that. And we, as we got that back is when we then gave the information to everybody. And it was just like, it's still insane because I kept telling her like, God said yes. He said yes again. He said yes at this portion. Like, you know, when we were trying to have kids, we had all these complications, fibroids, and so many things that we didn't know were going on. prayerfully, and thankfully, you know, the fibroids were not so bad that, like, she had to have a hysterectomy and all these different things. She was able to have a myomectomy, have them removed. And so when that was the case, I was like, okay, God said yes here. God had also given us dreams prior to even having this positive pregnancy test that we would have kids. You know, it was in people's prayers and coming off of them without meeting us and people in church. And we had, like, talked to all these people and, you know, like, people continuously were praying this blessing over us. So God saying yes, it was a great moment. So then we fast forward to telling everybody. So we tell the moms at the same time. We then tell the elder siblings, a.k.a. the aunties, at the same time. And because me and Kanae were like, well, we were going to wait until we had way more concrete stuff. But we had questions, and I definitely need to ask my nurse mother. Like, yeah. And I know she needed to just confide in her mother. And so we told them, and then this is like a couple weeks before our Portland trip, which that's what right. We were alluding to. And the people that we had to watch, as you can clearly tell now, are the pregnant lady and my mother, who, like, the pregnant lady, what I say to her a lot of the time is WWSTY. And she's like, what is, she says, what is that? And I said, what was Sarita tell you? Sat down. And so, because she still tries to, at the time, she was still trying to do a lot of stuff on her own or whatever. So we get up here, like, there's gifts. My mom, my sister had given us, like, all these different.
Wait, rewind, because you're taking out a piece of my story. So, Bible study brother, let you know. Oh,
wait. Hold on, wait. I want to tell it. I don't want to tell the story. I just want to set it up. Sorry, my bad. So let me tell y'all, my mother and my sister are insane, and the games they play. Or the games my mama play, because she don't know me and my sister as well as I feel like she should by now. And that's how we get this story. Go ahead.
So it's not even that. So Bible study brother let y'all know that he and Kanae told the moms, right? The grandmas first, that they were going to be grandmoms. And so then immediately after they got off the phone with them, they called the older aunts or whatever. That's me. Okay. I'm TT. So I'm on the phone like, what are y'all trying to show me? I don't get it. Like, move the sign. What are you doing? I'm like, oh my gosh, you're having a baby. So super pumped. So super excited. And Joe is like, yeah, we told mama. And I'm like, when? Because she has not said a word to me. I was highly offended that she did not immediately contact me and let me know there's a baby on the way. So I'm like, that's wild. Me and mom actually don't end up talking at all that night, because I was like, you know what? Two can play this game. So mama calls me the next morning and she's like, hey, auntie. And I said, why did you call me that?
Also, for context, we did not know that we were in the car, and for whatever reason, like, neither our moms or the because really could really hear us good. Well, Charmaine could hear us because she was in the car, but right. Y'all, all the phone people could not hear us. So we didn't know that there was, like, a little bit of the information and parts of the story missing. So you didn't even, like, anyway, continue.
So mama was like, did you talk to your brother? I was like, yeah. Because actually what had happened was they told us on a day that Joe and I would typically record the podcast. And so we hadn't recorded that day because, you know, everything that was going on. So I just told mom, I was like, yeah, I talked to him for quite a while yesterday because, you know, we were recording a podcast. And she was like, well, what time did you finish? I'm like, well, we finished at this time. She was like, you didn't talk to him after that? I was like, no, we had just talked for like over an hour. Why would he call me back to talk again? She was like, well, I don't know. And I was like, mom, I'm just playing. I know. I already know. Like, But you, if I didn't know, you surely would have ruined the surprise. She was like, girl, you got me stressed out. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, but why would you not call me instantly? This is your punishment for not texting me and or calling me. She was like, well, they said they were gonna tell you. I was like, Mom, now come on now.
They still
Come
talk
on.
like it would be a thing of like Serena knows I would like immediately call her, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you just gotta, like, mama, you know, I call her, you know, I called her.
So immediately once I get the news, if you know me, you know I started to do what? Shopping. I don't need you to tell me the gender. I'm gonna get whatever I want to get for my little niece or nephew. And the reason I went ahead and went shopping is because we were going to be going to Portland, and I'm like, well, I want to have some gifts in hand just
Yeah.
to give them, to show them how excited I
The
am, and
two
just
wise
like,
women.
huh?
The two wise women.
The two wise women. So once Mama found out I was shopping, you know, she had to jump on the
I had
train.
to.
So we ended up going shopping
My
together
sister
for
is mad
different things.
disrespectful, yo. Yo.
How?
Yo. So one of the
You want me
ones
to,
is.
which onesie? I'm going to use
You
one of the
know
ones.
exactly which ones I'm talking about. You know which one I'm talking about.
What do you mean, brother? That's
An
going to be the cover
unhand
for
me
you.
peasant, give me to my auntie.
I thought it would be the my auntie is cooler than my
I mean,
dad.
I
I
know
thought
that's a lie, so it's all good.
it's
It's
not
all good. Like,
true.
that is just never going to be an actual fact. The
Okay.
one that I'm like, it's like, no, ma'am, I am no
Coolest
one's
aunt in
peasant.
the house. Coolest aunt in the house. And those onesies are unisex. You can put them on all of the children that come.
So I'm gonna bring y'all inside baseball and give y'all a lot of different, like, the prophecies and dreams and stuff that God has given me. So I am 100% convinced that it is a girl. And I had this dream where I was, matter of fact, now I'm not gonna read the text, but I was, me and Kanae were in a doctor's office. There's a lady, short lady, glasses, brunette, curly hair, like green, almost like a mint green shirt, like or a forest green kind of shirt, white lab coat. This is all in a dream. And the reason I'm like, why am I remembering all of these details? Because the dream was so vivid. She's about to tell us what the gender of the baby is, but as she's talking, I can see with like X-ray vision into Kanae's stomach. And what I see is a baby that was a, when we finally got like a certain ultrasound, we were at the, where as we're getting this ultrasound, we're at the same amount of weeks, if you will. But we were not at that point in real life, right? So as I'm looking in the stomach, I see this little, or I'm looking at the baby, and I see the baby like in more of a baby shape, not like fully, not
Not
peanut,
sonogram.
not sonogram at all. This is like I'm looking at the baby,
Flesh. Yeah.
almost like if you go and watch, Look Who's Talking, that is what I'm
Yeah,
see
I need to watch those movies. They're pretty great.
that's what I'm seeing, like. And so I see like the little blue eye, the blue eyes, because apparently I guess that is a thing. I don't know, like, because I remember, like, because when I look at stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, it's like the blue blood vessels, because eyes haven't necessarily formed yet. And she's about to say it's a, and I say it's a girl, and she looks at me and she's really surprised that I know this before she says anything. And then I woke up. So that was one dream. I had another dream, like years prior, before me and Kanae even got back together, we had a dream about how like we were gonna reconcile from when we were like broken up and meet back, and that came to pass. That dream was 100% accurate. Then we had another dream that like we were together, we were in an apartment, and I go to pick up our daughter at the time, which we didn't have no kids together. And all of these things have happened. Plus, our daughter's name will be Aurora Marie. And we talked very intentionally about when we wanted to have our children because of their names and their meanings and when we were gonna like try. So we would like to have four kids. We'll see how all this works out. But God gave us an order, or gave me an order, I should say, about which who would come first, when they would come, you know, and certain things about their names and everything else. So with Aurora, we, because for her, it was off of Sleeping Beauty, which I had no idea that that was Sleeping Beauty's name.
Real name?
Mm-hmm. I just called her Sleeping Beauty, I'm pretty sure. Even though they say her name, or they call her like Princess Rose, they call her something, like they barely call her her actual name. Anyway, but for me, when I hear Aurora, I think about the Aurora Borealis, so I'm thinking about the Northern Lights. And the best time for us to see the Northern Lights, especially like if you're going up to Canada or somewhere like that, is in January. So that's when we were like having these conversations around her and everything else, and our current due date or date of delivery is in January. And so I'm like, there's just a lot of signage and stuff that's going around. Like I'm very calm today because we're kind of like in the mix of everything, all of these different doctor's appointments, all of these pre-hospital bills and everything else that's just like, oh my God, how do people do this?
Went in, yeah.
Like, how do people do this? Like, cause you're at the doctor every other week, almost, is at least what it feels like currently. I think we're not going back to the doctor for at least another 4 weeks, I think. But yeah, y'all, I don't really know what to say. Like, I'm just excited. Like, it was just, I was only really supposed to talk about like the finding out, but I got into a whole bunch of other stuff because that's how excited.
No. You told the story beautifully. I was just going to continue to prompt and prime you, or pump and prime. That's what the old preachers say. Pump and prime you so you can get the story out. I'm super excited for y'all. Are there any, you talked about like how God has shown you, mm-hmm, what was gonna happen? Mm-hmm. Did you get tired of waiting?
No, because every year since 2017 and even 2015, if I'm thinking about when Kanae first got back here, he's just continued to say yes and like expedited certain things in our life. And so I wait for his timing, and whenever I just allow and let go, it always happens. You know, it might not be like as fast as what I think it should be, like, because I remember getting up here, like, bro, I had no idea how we were going to get up here. We talked about that, and then he literally just opens a door, you mm-hmm. know, in so many different ways. Random aside, but shout out again to Ariana and Devin, because there's just all there's another connecting point, you know, of like God's yes, because there were things that they did to help us move up here, and then Ariana in her prophetic ways had a dream that Kanae was pregnant, like before we had like even shared the news with everybody.
She had a dream and she said, I know it's not me. She asked me if it was me. She was like, I really think it's Kanae, but nobody said anything. You know, we had just got back from Portland, and I was thinking to myself, Lord, I'm ready for them to tell the family. I was, because when I was having this conversation with Ari, I had my shades on. We were chilling in the country. Yeah. And so I was like, whoo, praise the Lord, I got my shades on. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing a good job of playing it cool. She's like, I know it's not me. So it's Kanae. She was like, is it you? She was like, I don't think it's you. I'm feeling like it's Kanae, but. And I was like, you are a prophet, cousin. Like, but I can't tell you. They'll let you know.
And now we have to get into testimony mode, because we, like, because there's so much, like, that has happened that, like, I wish I would have just, we were gonna, like, do way more updated stuff, because I really wanted to just kind of, like, document the whole experience in terms of us talking about it, because there are so many things that, like, I want, right? So there was a night where, like, Kanae's kind of like screaming and yelling for me. I get up, I go to her, and, you know, she had some bleeding. And I'm freaking out. Like, I'm so afraid. I am more afraid than I've ever been about anything in my life. and I'm going through, and I told her all of this because this is just how my brain works. And I think it's something that, like, I will eventually talk to a therapist about. But my brain works in, okay, now what? But what do I do with this? So my brain is already not so much thinking of that the worst has happened, because doesn't necessarily mean that anything has gone wrong, but it also does mean something needs to be checked out.
Right.
But I'm already immediately thinking, like, okay, if we have gotten this close, what are we going to do? Because I've heard about the numbers of, you know, pregnancies and how things kind of go. I know about people who have had miscarriages and or know people, not know about, but know people and everything. And I'm like, well, how do I even get her back to wanting to try? Because I know how this feels for her, you know, and we're already so adamant about everything that we have been adamant about. Like, are we going to be one of those people who, like, I can't use the name? Like, we just got to move on. Like, we lost child X. And so, like, we're freaking out, bro. And, like, we go through and we go to talk to the doctor. And it's like, it's a common thing, apparently. But it was a subchoriatic hemorrhage, which is just a little bleeding, like, on the outside of the uterus. And at a lot of the time, will just heal on its own. But, you know, they can't, like, tell you that everything is just fine. They have to give you, you know, the basis of whatever it is they kind of know. I was praying so much, and we go to this, the ER. Like, our experience was, this is like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We go to the urgent care. The urgent care can't do anything for us because the ultrasound tech doesn't get there until like 7 o'clock in the morning. So they tell us to go down to another hotel, and then maybe we'll be able to go to their urgent care. We'll go down to their urgent care. Their urgent care is closed. So now we have to go home and sit in and try to, like, sleep to wait to when we can go back to urgent care. So we go back. We're sitting, and our first ultrasound experience was not, like, a pleasant one, but it was not pleasant because the nurse didn't give us much communication on the fact that, and this might help y'all because this helped me finding this out by talking to Ariana. Shout out to her again. Which was, they can't tell you anything. Like, even if they see a baby, they can't tell you with 100% certainty this is a baby. Right. The doctor has to look over it. So our first experience was the doctor or the nurse said nothing. But this time we go into the emergency room, and she tells us, you know, that she can't say anything, which made me feel more comfortable. And so as we're, like, looking at the ultrasound, we finally see the baby. Like, both of us were just wanting to see the baby. It like, and we knew that once we saw the baby, like, everything would be fine. And I'm sitting there, y'all, and, like, I'm doing my best because I have, like, what I call an emotional balance thing. And it's because of my family and the fact that we don't cry a lot. And so, like, if somebody is crying around me, that means I cannot cry, is what I in turn make myself feel.
That's how you've internalized it.
Yeah.
I understand, because that's my mantra.
It's not time to. I need to take care of you or be there for you, right? So I'm sitting there, and, you know, I'm telling myself I'm okay. I'm doing my best to keep Kanae calm, because, like, I am doing the thing that they tell you to do, which is just care for you, care for the wife, care for your pregnant wife, you know, happy wife, happy life, all that stuff. So where, you know, I say, hey, you're okay. And then she asks me, am I okay? And I immediately, somehow, for whatever reason, tell the truth and say no. And I start crying. And then I'm, like, apologizing to her in the middle of this. And I'm just like, you know, like, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I know I'm trying to, like, I'm not okay. Like, I'm trying to make sure you're okay. And, like, you know, it was one of those moments where it's like, God, Lord, I trust you. I need to trust you. And, like, yeah. I said, without us even speaking, we had already, like, confirmed in our heads, if we see this baby, the baby's fine. And so when we saw the baby was, like I was telling you earlier, the shape that I was thinking of in the dream. Mm-hmm. So that was another little, like, I was like, you know, making all these connections or whatever. And it's just been a topsy-turvy, like, thing. We have a situation where that we were going to move to a certain town, but our friend that we were going to move to in that town that's closer to here, like 15 minutes or whatever away, is now moving. And so I'm like, God, what do you want us to do? Because we, you know, we got to get this stuff going.
Right.
Both, like, because, you know, I know about the nesting period and everything else. And we have like our baby shower in October. And it's like, God, if I'm going to have any sort of help, like not even, you know, like little small help of like you can carry a towel. Like we got to be able to do this. Right. So we're just in this place of like everything is so crazy, so insane. And just I'm so thankful. Like it literally exudes to me that he does, in fact, hear and answer prayers.
He does. I know he does.
And not only does he answer prayers, you know, I text you this recently, but, you know, God's timing is perfect. And it just fits everything, you know. The people in our lives are here at the time that they need to be here and for the reasons that they need to be here. And I'm excited. It's weird to not be scared to me, but I just have God's peace and I really trust him. Mm-hmm. And I trust what he's doing for us.
And that's an awesome place to be in. It can be easy to get out of that place, but I'm excited for y'all. I'm excited for my new little baby that's underway that I get to love on and spoil long distance. I'm excited. We have lots of exciting things going on in our family right now. So,
do you have any other like random questions to like pull anything else out of me that I can like? Again, I'm trying to like y'all are also gonna have the timestamp because there's so many timestamps of like thought that I want to have so I know when I was sane,
right?
Or know like when I was and what I mean by sane is like before I'm like my brain is just hardwired to whatever you need to do for this child is what you're doing.
I don't think I have any more questions, brother. I'm excited to see. I'm excited to walk on this journey with you.
I'm excited to also see how crazy our mother is going to be.
Right. This is Mama's first grandchild, so she's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right now.
Because I do think it's different. Because while my mother-in-law, has grandchildren, I do think that there's something about your first having their first. And I'm like, this is just a crazy culmination of things all at once for a lot of people. And
yeah, I think it's crazy for mama. Her baby is having a baby.
That is, well, yeah, wow, you're right. That is true. The first and the baby are having a baby at the same time. So yeah, I'm excited to see it. And like, there's just so much that like years of this podcast, you know, we've been doing this podcast for 4 years or something, on and off in different spots, but there's a lot of expectation and things that I've said and things that like were precursor prayers and prophecy, I should say. So yeah, y'all, I'm really excited. I'm super duper happy to like go back home for the holiday season at some point and like get to see everybody.
Yeah.
And get to kind of experience that, because I think that's the only thing that like keeps me from continuously like crying excitedly every day is that I'm
not. Let me tell you, my brother's gonna be crying tears of joy all while they're here for the holiday.
Yeah.
I already know.
So much, man.
I will keep the Kleenex handy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, it depends, because like there's one instance of something where it's like, again, like we said, it's a trade-off. Because I do think that somebody on this call here is going to be crying way more than me.
You think so?
So much more.
Between the two of us?
Between the two of us, yes. Your yes is a long time coming.
But I still feel like this holiday season, you will be crying more tears of joy than me. You don't?
I think
Mama
that
has put money on it.
she
Now
did.
I'm not, but listen, I'm not saying that I'm not gonna be crying tears of joy. I 100% am. I've been doing that currently, so
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
I mean,
I can
so yeah,
only imagine.
technically there's two opportunities for me to cry where there's only really one for you.
No, there's plenty of
There's plenty
opportunities
of
for me to
opportunities,
cry
but I
for the
feel
holiday
like
season.
you
This is
can.
our first, this will be our first
Yes.
holiday season together, like as a whole family. Like we have new life on the way, so many exciting things happening. So I
Yeah.
feel like it has the potential to
It
be
has the potential, but you'll
every
also
day.
be in, like, when you are, your planning mode is a strong mode, fam.
It is.
And, like, one of the things you're in planning mode.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, well, both of the things you are, but one of them, like,
For
you're
sure.
for sure.
Yeah. We
And
shall
yeah.
see.
All
Oh,
bets, like we'll come back and update y'all who cried more. Because it's gonna be real interesting. I know this next podcast episode probably will be crying, not even gonna hold y'all.
yeah, I know we will be crying the next podcast episode. It's just going to happen. It just is.
But yeah, but it's so basically y'all have a month of like catch up to kind of where we are, and then we'll just keep y'all up to date as we are.
Yeah, we'll try to do
Yeah.
our best to keep you up to date, and we might change like the weekly check-in segment a little bit just to get how you're doing, like baby-wise. Like that might be
Yeah.
a good way for us to
Keep
keep track
track.
and keep count. So we'll see. We'll do some
Yeah.
more discussion offline.
'Cause the only reason I
Super
can't
excited. Super
Oh.
excited.
Oh, sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting you off, my bad, my bad. I just at the end, I have one thing that I remembered that I was gonna share to do a little prophecy over because I needed to connect the points, and I remember now.
Okay, well, connect your points because, brother, I
Oh
gotta
yeah.
jet.
So the quick thing is the reason I can't confirm or deny whether or not it is a girl, is we just got the testing back. But when we got the testing back, the medical team didn't like on there. It just says, medical team has to review. And so we were waiting, and I believe that they have reviewed, but my wife was at work and she said that we couldn't log in at the same time. I just have to wait till she gets home.
Which is great. Are y'all gonna do a gender reveal to us, or are you just gonna call and be like, "She's on the way"?
I'm just gonna change the I'm changing like invitation and everything else because I want the monogrammed, named, like all the things.
How do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, because funny enough, with Aurora, so my family affectionately will call me Joe Baby. And I've decided if this is a girl, I'm calling her
She's
Ro.
Joe's
She
baby.
she's Ro Baby.
Oh, Ro baby. No, she's Joe's
She's
baby.
Joe's baby, but her nickname is Ro Baby.
It's a
It's
peanut to
her.
me.
Yeah, so that's gonna be exciting. And I'm most excited about seeing how our genetics blend. Like, because every time I look at somebody, like when I look at us and I look at us sitting next to mama, and it's so weird because it's like I see more mom in me now than I ever did. Whereas like for a long time I can only see my dad.
Right.
And while I still see that, especially like in certain postures and stuff, I'm excited to see that for our own kids. So
I'm excited
yeah.
to see the blend. Love
We
y'all
love y'all. We
very,
appreciate
very
y'all.
much.
Make sure you hit up all of our socials and stuff down in the comments if you want to congratulate and stuff down in the comments. Make sure you connect with us, link with us. We
Let me
appreciate
know
it.
what you think about the onesie. I think I'll do a side-by-side shot for the
Yeah.
thumbnail for this episode. Pretty pumped about that. All right. Let me know
So yeah, so leave those comments down
which
in the
one is your
description.
favorite, guys.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We are still on our way to 100 subscribers. We want to be able to get that slug so we can just say youtube.com/BibleStudyGirl for you guys, which it'll probably still have numbers or whatever in it. But anyway, doesn't really matter. We're ready to make that next step. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you for being here with us. Because I think since we put the podcast up on YouTube, we haven't done a
No, we
podcast.
have uploaded. There have been
Don't
episodes
touch.
that have uploaded to YouTube since then,
Okay.
actually.
But yeah, so we're really excited. And remember, guys, it is not just you or I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yeah.